Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
25 taon na mula po nang maidokumento ang malaking epekto sa bawat henerasyon ng pulisan ng gobyerno na sapilitang ilayo ang mga batang katutubo sa kanilang mga tahanan at pamilya. Para sa Stolen Generation survivors at mga kaapu-apuhan nila, hindi pa rin sapat ang hakbang ng pakikipagkasundo at paghilom. Ipapatupad pa lang sa Western Australia at Queensland ang rekomendasyon mula sa isang ulat na magkaroon ng kabayaran bilang danyos po sa mga survivors, pamilya at komunidad na naapektuhan. Dahil dyan, alamin po natin ang buong detalye sa ulat na ito.
We apologize for the laws and policies of successive parliaments and governments that have inflicted profound grief, suffering and loss on these our fellow Australians. We apologise especially for the removal of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children from their families, their communities and their country.
Makasaysayang yugto para sa pagkakasundo ng Indigenous and Non-Indigenous Australians ang naganap noong 13 ng Pebrero taong 2008. Tumayo sa parlamento ang nooy Prime Minister na si Kevin Rudd para humingi ng tawad sa Stolen Generations, ang mga miyembro ng First Nations na sapilitang kinuha at inilayo sa kanilang pamilya sa ilalim ng batas mula taong 1910 at 1970. Isang national inquiry noong 1995 ang nagsabi na layunin ng pulisan na kontrolin ang pagdami ng mga katutubo at gawin silang bahagi ng non-Indigenous population.
For the pain, suffering and hurt of these stolen generations, their descendants and for their families left behind, we say sorry. To the mothers and the fathers, the brothers and the sisters, for the breaking up of families and communities, we say sorry. And for the indignity and degradation thus inflicted on a proud people and a proud culture, we say sorry.
Masigasig na nakikinig sa talumpating ito si Ian Ham, isang Yorta-Yorta na nawalay sa kanyang ina noong siya ay 3 buwang sanggol pa lamang.
I wasn't openly bawling, but I just noticed I had tears running down my face. And then at the end, when he said, "Mr. Speaker, I commend the motion to the House," I just wept. I just started weeping. I don't get teary now just even thinking about it. That for me was a breakthrough moment. It was my country acknowledges me for who I am. My country accepts what happened to me, to all of us. We don't have to argue anymore that we exist. That was a breakthrough moment. So the apology was really important.
Ang paghingi ng tawad ay isa lang sa 54 na rekomendasyon ng ulat na Bringing Them Home na isinalang sa parlamento 11 taon bago pa ito nais sa katuparan. Ang report ay resulta ng 1995 National Inquiry na isinagawa ng Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission na tumagal ng 2 taon at nakakalap ng 535 na testimonya mula sa mga Indigenous Australians na bahagi ng Stolen Generations. Isa dito ang testimonya ni Ginoong Ham na sa edad na 19 ay unti-unting nabigyang linaw ang pagkatao.
When you're an adopted kid and an adopted Aboriginal kid too, you know, it's kind of like you've just popped out of nowhere. You've just blinked into existence because you have no backstory, you have no background, you have nothing. To find your story, to find your connection, that was an incredibly important moment in my life. What I found was that I had 2 brothers and 2 sisters, in addition to my adopted brothers and sisters. It was over half an hour, if not 40 minutes, in the conversation. She hadn't mentioned it, and I hadn't asked, but eventually I did ask. I said, "What about my mother, and what about my father?" And she deliberately not asked, told me until I was ready to ask, which was a really smart thing. So Elaine looked at me and she said, "Your mother died in 1966, and she never told anybody who your father was. I can never meet these people. One is unknown and the other one died." And she would have died when I was 2 years old in 1966. That hole of not knowing my mother is still with me today.
Ang karanasan ang nagtulak kay Ginoong Ham na tulungan ng iba pang stolen generation survivors sa pamamagitan ng mga support groups tulad ng Healing Foundation's Stolen Generations Reference Group na kanyang pinamumunuan. Layunin niyang maipatupad lahat ng rekomendasyon na ibinahagi sa Bringing Them Home Report, kabilang na ang pagsasauli, rehabilitation at pagbabayad o monetary compensation para harapin ang intergenerational trauma.
I think there's a real opportunity for Queensland and Western Australia to come to the high water mark that Victoria set, or maybe even go beyond it. But they need to do it quickly. They need to do it now. Stolen generations people, we're getting older, you know. I was born in 1964, so I guess I'm at the younger end of those of the stolen generations. I turned 58 in a month, so there's no time to waste.
Isang ulat noong 2018 ang nagsasabi na mas naging mahirap ang buhay para sa mga Indigenous Australians na nawalay sa kanilang pamilya kumpara sa mga hindi nakaranas nito. 7 beses na mas mataas ang tsansa nilang makaranas ng diskriminasyon, ganun din ang pagkakasakit sa puso at stroke, at 5 beses na mas mataas naman ang tsansa na umasa sila sa ayuda ng pamahalaan para sa kanilang pangangailangan. Sa pagbisita sa mga paaralan, ibinahagi ng chairperson ng West Australian Stolen Generations Aboriginal Corporation, Nyunga, na si Jim Morrison ang kanyang kwento bilang apo ng Stolen Generations.
Well, I've been telling people in a schoolroom situation that I had 30 parents that were removed. Dad was the oldest of 23, Mum was one of 7, all removed and put into these awful missions. So I can appreciate now the impacts that has made on future generations.
Aniya, napakaraming miyembro pa ng Stolen Generations ang pumanaw na hindi natuluyang nakabalik sa kanilang mga pinagmulan.
The loss and grief is constant. It's around the trauma of being removed, but also around the trauma of losing so many family members. So many funerals are happening this year, for example, of people have impacted on by what has happened to their old people. And now, dare I say, if we talk about the lack of aged care services, there's 7,800 Aboriginal people over 50 in Greater Perth, and only 9 of them get a service from an Aboriginal community-controlled organisation. So where are they going then for their in-home service or residential service?
Ang populasyon ng mga nakatatandang katutubo na apo ng Stolen Generation sa Western Australia ay nasa 46% nitong 2018. Sa tansya ng Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, mayroong 33,600 Stolen Generations na buhay pa at 81% sa kanila ay nasa edad 50 pataas at nangangailangan ng suporta sa aged care. Ang bilang ng Stolen Generation descendants ay nasa 142,000 sa buong bansa na patuloy pang dumadami. Ayon sa isang national body na kumakatawan sa Indigenous children sa Australia, tumataas ang epekto ng Stolen Generations sa bawat henerasyon ng mga batang katutubo. Sinabi ng Arente Lurija woman na si Catherine Liddle, CEO at ng Secretariat of National Aboriginal and Islander Child Care o SNAIC, nananawagan ng kanilang grupo na magkaroon ng Commissioner for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Children na tututok sa kanilang mga hinain.
We've got more than 21,000 children in out-of-home care services at this moment in time, and a significant number of those children will not be reunited with their families, and we know that number will continue to escalate. You'll hear in some states and territories where people are saying that there's seven generations removal in a particular family. This is really, it is unfathomable to think about that.
Ayon naman kay Lewitcha, Institute Chair at Guringiman Selwyn Button, na napakabagal ng paglago at pag-angat sa buhay ng mga Indigenous Australians.
The thing that lead to the significant intergenerational trauma. And if we're not addressing them now, knowing what we know now better than we did 25 years ago, we certainly can do better to build on those original foundations and learn from the mistakes of the past to work out where we go from here. We don't want to be in a place where we're talking about a second wave of a stolen generation. And we hear it often where many families and communities talk about child removal as a second wave of a stolen generation. They're the things we want to prevent.
Sa bagong pamunuan ni Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, sinabi nitong gagawin nila ang lahat para baguhin ang konstitusyon at magkaroon ng boses ang mga katutubong Australian sa Parliament sa taong 2024. Bahagi ito ng nilalaman ng Uluru Statement from the Heart ng mga Indigenous leaders na nananawagan rin na isali ang pananaw ng mga katutubo sa kasaysayan ng Australia at magkaroon ng kasunduan sa Aboriginal population. Ayon kay Jim Morrison, hindi pa tapos ang pagluluksa ng maraming pamilya at malaki ang pangangailangan na mapabilis ang pagpapatupad ng mga hakbang sa pakikipagkasundo sa pagitan ng Indigenous at non-Indigenous Australians.
The focus on the Bring Them Home report, the recommendations of 54 of them, focus on truth, justice and healing. So truth has to be told in the schools. Our education need to be improved so school kids understand removal. It's not ancient history. It's current history. They need to understand the justice that needs to come from that, which is reparation or compensation or redress. And then they need to look at what healing is for stolen generation people and the broader community, because the whole colonisation has impacted on all of our Aboriginal people. So truth, justice and healing is important. You can't have healing if you don't have the truth or justice. And, you know, we can't have reconciliation unless we have truth, justice and healing.
At yan po ang binuong ulat ni Biwa Kwan para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.